Hey, everybody. Connor Lestoka here, 372 Quarantine Mini, coming at you. Mike, it's the fourth week of all this, and you know, threads are starting to fray.
Yeah.
People are starting to get over the novelty of all this, as nice as a, you know, as novelty can be used to describe the layoffs, death, suffering.
Yeah, you know, it's a novelty, that's for sure. That accurately describes it.
But it also is used to describe, you know, people working from home and people, you know, walking out in public with a mask on or shopping for groceries they can't have. So there's still novelty stuff. And, you know, talking with people over Zoom is a major novelty of this thing, I would say.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That is entering week four. That is my sort of opinion of it, too, because it's important to stay in touch with people and you know, interact with people outside the confines of your home.
Yeah,
but
however,
there's
however, I mean, as we said on our, we did a thing earlier, my God, we've been doing this for a while. So was no fun novelty for us to go,
true.
Hey, there's this thing where you can hop on.
Right. Know. Now it just means we see each other's faces when we do it. Cause we've already got those set up. But yeah, we at our house started doing one on a Friday, probably the first Friday we were all in this mess with my parents 2 weeks ago. Lauren's parents on a Monday. Both sets of parents immediately snatched upon those as these could be weekly things.
Oh boy!
So it just I saw someone describe, they're like, you know, that special brand of exhaustion you feel after a Zoom group video chat. Here's what one psychologist says to have to explain it. I'm like, there's other people that feel that?
Oh, I think I recognize that exhaustion right away. And now I've been seeing, you know, all the think pieces on it. I think it's akin to, let's say you pull up next to a stoplight and you see a good friend in the car next to you. Mm-hmm. The novelty of that is like, hey, there he is. And then just because of the way traffic moves, you have 11 more stoplights than you stop at.
Yes.
With your friend next to you. now what do we do now?
Yeah.
This is not fun. It's not, there's no novelty. We're just awkwardly trying either to not look at each other or whatever. And that's where we are.
Yep. It's one long leaving the office with a coworker and realizing that you are parked right next to them and you're going to be walking the entire way, not just saying goodbye when you walk out of the, you know, the office door and take the elevator down.
Yeah, that is a phenomenon in my building that happens quite a lot. The awkward elevator chat turns into you are going to the car next to me. Damn it.
Well, anyway, that's all to say that we had a chat with my dad's you know, extended family on his side, and some good came of it yesterday. I'm not sure how, but he revealed that he has a notebook that used to belong to his dad, and it has some, you know, some just ephemeral of the day shopping lists or you know, journal entries or something like that. But it also had some recipes in it.
Oh, okay.
And
bit of a chef on that side of the family.
Apparently, yeah. So my dad's the Lestoka's Polish side, so grew up eating my grandmother's pierogies, borscht, kielbasa, those sort of things. But my grandfather died before I was born, so I never really got to taste his cooking. So I never got to try this recipe, which is just labeled Daddy's Special.
Oh.
It's a little something for Daddy.
Yeah, there's a little something for Daddy.
So I just thought I would go down it with everybody because it doesn't peak with the name. And then I don't have the means really to make this right now because I'm not going to go to the store to ironically make Daddy's Special in the middle
and
of
your
all
cupboard,
this.
And your cupboard does not hold the items needed for this?
Believe it or not, as we go down, no. But I wanted to exist in some point in time because I can't even picture what it would look like. So if anyone out here, I'll post the whole recipe once we run down it. If anyone is inclined to give Daddy Special a whirl, I'm very curious.
All right. Hit me with it.
So it starts off with a cup of chopped beef, I think.
Sure. That thing we all buy in those,
yes,
those plastic tubes from at the store.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. Otherwise known as ground beef or perhaps stew beef. You never know.
How big are the chop?
Right. Daddy is off the rails from ingredient one. And then
Daddy likes a big chop.
Then you have a half cup of tomato puree.
Mm-hmm.
So that
at least I think is a real thing. Although, you know, is puree between tomato sauce and tomato paste?
Perhaps, you know, or diced tomatoes in their juices. It's we have many more options now. So maybe this was a grocery store in the early 60s sure. was looking okay. like. Who knows?
Yep.
Half a cup pork and beans.
Just half. Come on,
exactly.
Man.
Not even a can of it. So maybe they were buying it in larger quantities. But the first ingredient that makes it sound like something you might be cooking up in like the rail yard. With guys named like, you know, One-Eyed Joe or you know, Hook Hand Mike type of hobos.
Sure.
A cup of elbow macaroni.
Okay.
This is hard to read. It's either a quarter or a half pound of cheddar cheese.
Ooh, well, you've got my attention.
Mm-hmm. Four large tomatoes in addition to the puree. A quarter cup of zucchini.
In what form?
I'm guessing diced. I don't know if it's cut into rounds. It's sort of like this seems like a mix between minestrone and chili like type of thing. But anyway, I'm gonna keep going. This is the first outlier. A quarter of Swiss chard. And that was not an ingredient I was super familiar with until about a decade ago.
Yeah, Swiss chard. I mean, I like it. It's yeah. good.
Then we go a can of Campbell's beef soup. So you're sort of adding soup to the soup at this point in time.
Wait, what? The soup. So pork and beans, soup,
mm-hmm.
tomatoes, tomato. Okay.
And right. then chopped beef. Four slices of fried bacon.
are we chopping these?
This might have just been a list of what was in his fridge, and then he just wrote Daddy Special at the top right. of it. Two thick slices of diced bologna.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going super hobo-y, I'd say. Not a common ingredient. I mean, nothing my dad even ended up, you know, serving to us growing up. And then three large sliced and chopped onions, and then you season it with a dash each of marjoram, thyme, rosemary, mace, basil, celery seed, pepper, garlic, salt, and parsley. And this is where
mace seems like an outlier. There isn't that a
it's like a Christmas spice? Like
yeah, it's very similar to nutmeg.
Okay, yeah, a mulling spice. But then you add three diced potatoes. So I'm not even sure you have to have like a cauldron to make this at this point in time. You add water to make 6 quarts. So our hero in Digital Fortress could drink a sixth of this after one right. game of squash. And then you bring to a boil and simmer for 1.5 hours.
What in God's name?
So I don't know when the cheese is the cheese simmering the whole time? Is the
how dilute is the half a cup of pork and beans by the time you've thrown in three giant yellow onions?
That's what I was saying. You're pretty much reducing the can of Campbell's soup to the, like the bouillon or whatever it is. So you're really stirring it down for you're reducing it. But yeah, so that's Daddy's Special. I guess it turns out as a stew overall if you're adding the 6 quarts of it. But
is the point really to, as you're doing this, just to kind of hop back and forth on one foot to the other going,
yeah, it's got that prospector twinge once you start slicing in bologna.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it's some just very odd long con joke?
Prank from beyond the grave? I don't know. I mean, you know, if so, like, kudos, because hopefully someone listening to this will try making it.
Was he, well, you didn't, you say you didn't know him or just didn't?
No, he passed away a couple days before I was born.
Oh, okay. Wow, that is extraordinary.
None of the siblings, my dad's siblings, remembered this. He was unclear about, you know, what was going on, but so, you know, it wasn't like the, it wasn't like Thursday was Daddy's Special night in the household or anything.
Yeah, that, you probably couldn't get away with saying that anymore anyway, you know.
Child Protective Services shows up at the house. Yeah, we heard that, you were getting Daddy's Special tonight. That's, and well, he always dropped into this weird vocal register every time he was saying it.
I'm going to get a little bit of Daddy's Special. Well, I will say that my father, he used to drive out of his way. We lived in Illinois and we'd drive to Wisconsin to a vacation or fish or what have you, and he would drive out of his way on the way back home to pick up blood sausage from a particular place that he thought made the best blood sausage. I thought that was, Dad, are you going out of your way to be old-timey?
Yeah,
here?
Right, exactly. Well, that's where the bologna sort of makes it for me, because like that's a lot of places down in Nashville will have sometimes that as like a menu, as like a sort of food type of thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous, yeah, fried
bologna.
And I've
never worked up the nerve to get it, because, you know, it's not like that's the $5 entree. That's always the same cost as like a good chicken fried steak or something like that. So I've never taken the plunge, but you know, it's not all like Oscar Mayer slices of bologna, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom, she's my stepmother, but she's not a very good cook. She's never going to listen to this, but I don't think she would care. She might be slightly hurt, but she'd get over it quickly. Not a good cook at all. She used to send me to school with, it was generic white bread. Mm-hmm. It probably wasn't even Wonder, which was considered quite a
highfalutin.
Wonder. Yeah. And a single slice of bologna, and then she would put ketchup on it until I one day begged her, like, I just throw those things away trade them.
That sounds like the sort of thing where you see a local news story that's like, scandal. You know, they forgot their lunches, and this is all the school would provide for them. Yes.
But speaking of, I told you there's a couple items that I threw into my Amazon shopping cart mm-hmm. when there was still food available.
Yeah.
And I really just did, like, you know, what's there? I guess at some point I've got to be, you know, squeezing mustard jars bottles into my face for sustenance or what have you. Because I'm well past the toilet paper train now. we're done. So I ended up with the only thing that I could have was I did get some of my squid in garlic sauce.
Of course, sure.
That's always available.
Right.
Not going to be a shortage of that anytime soon.
The order got printed out and they didn't even have to look at what address it was going to.
Exactly. And then a couple of oddly flavored ketchups was the only thing that I could, Heinz ketchup with something in it. I don't remember what it is. Something that no one would ever, under normal circumstances,
it's not like
buy.
Because they made headlines last year with mayo chup.
No, it's not that.
Not that
it's
gross.
It's just some flavor in it.
Got it.
So, yeah, nobody wants that. So I bought that. And then very, very oddly flavored, I think like chili lime peanuts. Were available.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So I'm and cocoa peanuts,
less
which aren't
so
bad. Yeah.
Like chocolate.
Yes.
Okay.
So not bad.
Okay.
So I thought that was a pretty good. And then really strange, like garbanzo bean pasta is about all that's left. So if you see, I'm going to become pale and thin and my bones will become brittle after a while.
Scurvy, sure.
Yes. So
yeah,
that's what I'm living on these days.
Yeah. Alternative pastas, alternative milks, like all the stuff that the, you know, there's the off-brand cereals, Malto meal is probably going to be the currency of the future.
Which was your favorite off-brand? Because that company is headquartered here. In fact, it's very close to where I am recording right
now.
General Mills. And they had the bagged cereal, the off-brands.
Yeah.
And when my kids were little, I allowed this indulgence because my father, being, you know, a blood sausage guy, there were only, you know, porridges and gruels were allowed because he was kind of touched by the Depression. He was after that, you know, but that was still a memory in all of his, you know, adults.
Right, hoarding
minds.
And scrimping. And
yeah, so like chicken fat on a piece of toast was, you know, you'll eat that and like it, you know. Like he didn't actually do that to us. But for breakfast cereal, he's not going to the store and, you know, shoveling Captain Crunch into the cart. There's just no way.
Right.
So when I grew up, or when my kids were growing up, and I did indulge them, I don't recommend it or anything, but their favorite off-brand was... The mascot was a kangaroo and a joey, and it was an off brand of the marshmallow cereal, Lucky Charms, and you'll be happy. It's because it's one of your favorite singers is from this is Marshmallow Mateys, so it was Australian. It was a kangaroo and a joey. and they liked eating marshmallows. So that's the.
But did they have like crazed eyes? I noticed that the amount of care put into these off-brand cereal mascots always just made them look like their eyes were like spirals, or they were like just so like entranced with the cereal that they were like had been driven to madness by it.
I'm sure that was an element of it, but because it's printed on like a bag, that's just right. Like they didn't even care to, you know, who cares?
Yeah,
but I thought it was funny that my kids would, in the store, as we pushed past, and the few times you'd refuse them, mm-hmm. that one of my kids would go, "No, I want marshmallow mateys," and that's when, you know, child protective right, yeah, services exactly. come.
100%.
You are not feeding this kid that.
But yeah, so like, yeah, I have a distinct memory of getting. Convincing my mom to get like an off-brand Fruit Loops that was like, it was like natural or something. Like it wasn't, you know, because it wasn't the bag, but it was like the same sort of deal. And getting it home and just being like, oh no, like I begged for it and it just tasted, it was clearly using some, you know, healthier sugar or like, you know, fruit juice to sweeten. I don't know, but it was very off. And like, you know, you couldn't like, not eat it, because then you wouldn't get another cereal again for a long time. So you had to just like grin and bear it. This just like, oh, very bad. Like, and the colors were not as bright because they were natural too. It was just a grim scene.
Right. Yeah, I've had that experience where I begged my parents to let me stay up for some movie, like a TV movie that I thought would be good, and they're like, okay, but then, you know, going forward, you owe us like big. This is never happening again. You're right. Going to spend all your money on this baby, and then. Getting 10 minutes in and going, this is not for me at all.
Trying to like overlap.
I'm ruined.
Oversell your how good a time you're having.
Right.
Well, you can do that. The first bite you take of Daddy Special when I make it for everyone in Nashville.
I'm very excited. I think a video of you making Daddy Special has got to be in the works.
How did Connor succumb to COVID-19? Well, he went to the grocery store against all odds to buy bologna so he could ironically make a terrible dish he knew he would not enjoy. Oh, that sounds about right.
The Swiss chard aisle is what took him down. Right. He just couldn't. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's all we have for this quarantine mini.
It is,
Connor. I'm excited. Do you have more recipes coming? Is this a hint of things to come?
I'll hit him up for the rest of that journal, see what else was in there.
All right. That sounds great.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, be well.
Have a good rest of the week. Bye. Half a cup of pork and beans, one cup of elbow macaroni. This I cannot tell, but anywhere from a quarter to a half pound of cheddar cheese. 4 large tomatoes. I may be losing you. It's getting some Skype errors. 4 large tomatoes. A quarter cup of zucchini. A 1/4 cup of Swiss chard, which was a recipe I only learned about, brother. 8 years ago, but I guess they were using it back in the 60s. 1 can of Campbell's beef soup. I'm reading Daddy's Special into the void now, people. I fear I have lost Mike. Maybe he's hearing all this and responding on his own. We'll sew it up later, but if not, 1 can of Campbell's beef soup. So it sounds like you're making a soup, but you're adding beef soup to it. 4 slices of fried bacon. Oh, no. Mike has just texted me that he has had a power outage. That's how powerful Daddy's Special is. I'm going to tell him that I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to post this on my own. A can of Campbell's beef soup, 4 slices of fried bacon, 2 thick slices of diced bologna. This is where it starts to go off the rails. 3 large sliced and chopped onions, and then you season with a dash of each of marjoram, thyme, rosemary, mace, basil, celery seed, pepper, garlic, salt, parsley. Add 3 diced potatoes, cooked already. I'm not sure why, because it says you add water to make 6 quarts, bring to a boil, and then simmer for 1.5 hours. So looking at it, sort of reading it out loud, I guess it's sort of like a chili almost, but you add pork and beans to it, which is, you know, a pre-cooked can. And the bologna is just sort of really where it starts to become, you know, something out of a... a hitching yard, a train yard of hobos making this thing. Mike is calling me now, so I should probably answer that. But anyway, folks, that was Daddy's special. I'll post the whole recipe. If you're inclined to make it, please do so. I would love to see how it turned out. And, you know, maybe my grandfather had something up his sleeve. we will be back again with some more of these. I will talk to you later. Bye.